broadcast. Test, test. We're allowed to do as many takes as we like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So feel free to hold this.
Speak into it like you would a regular microphone.
Sure. Okay. Testing, testing.
I don't actually have any questions.
Please tell us a bit about yourself and your involvement with the Media Forensics Hub. Yes. Watt Center.
You can look at me. You don't have to look at the camera.
Yeah, I'll look at you.
And if you want, we could even change the camera up for a few questions.
All right. Yeah. How close do I need to hold this?
Right, just like you would hold naturally. Like
oh, okay. All right. All right.
Okay. Dr. White, thank you for sharing a few minutes with us. I have a lot of questions. I've been hearing a little bit about the research you've been doing. But just to kick things off, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with the Media Forensics Hub at the Watt Center?
So I'm a research professor at Clemson University. I have a tenure. That's funny. Where did that come from? That's because, all right. So, yeah.
Take it away. Tell us about yourself.
So, Professor White, I'm Professor David White. I'm Dr. David White. I don't know. I'm switching between professor. I'm going to call myself. Anyways, Bennett, thanks for having me. I'm a professor here at Clemson University, a research professor. I have a background in GIS and real-time data and information processing. My original training actually is in marine science, but I've been working in information technology and data engineering for almost 25 years now. And so at this point, one of the activities that I've became interested in was one of the things I became interested in is social media disinformation and disinformation campaigns. This is terrible. Sorry.
Hey, think of it this way. When I'm in the cutting booth,
yeah,
I look for short, concise sentences.
Yeah.
So when you're talking, instead of trying to draw it out, just remember, it's going to get edited anyway.
Yeah,
so
I know. I need to give you some short sentences. That's the problem.
Some zingers. Imagine it's like a political debate, and even though it's a two-hour debate, that 30-second zinger is what's going to get broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I see where you're going. So I'm going to start completely over.
Okay.
All right.
Dr. White, thanks for coming out today. I know you got a really busy schedule. I've been hearing about the research you've been doing with the Media Forensics Hub at the Watt Center. Could you please tell us about that?
Hi, Bennett. Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking to you about this. So with the Media Forensics Hub, our overall objectives are to understand media disinformation, primarily focused on social media. So Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, those are the channels that we primarily focus on, for example. So with the Media Forensics Hub, we're primarily interested in disinformation campaigns focused on
Well, how about this? Let me switch questions and then I'll give you a chance to exercise a little bit.
Yeah. Give me a soft one.
So, first of all, what is the Media Forensics Hub?
There's a good one.
What is the motivation behind monitoring Twitter at all?
Yeah. So, the Media Forensics Hub, it's a collaboration among many people here at Clemson. We have
I should have given you more than 30 minutes.
I didn't have that much time. Not that that's your fault. Let me try to get my head here.
Take your time. I'm going to just fiddle with the camera a little bit.
Why don't you fiddle with the camera? That's a good idea.
Where to go to school.
Yeah.
I was in between Clemson for computer science and some film schools. But I think I made the right choice.
I would say that you've made a great choice.
In another universe, perhaps, I'm like working on Marvel movies or something.
Yeah.
But instead, I decided that the ceiling for video editing is much lower. Okay. Very artsy. Okay, and go ahead and...
Yeah, so I'm just going to read off this. This will get us started.